You know, I just always enjoy the Word of God, and I'm thankful that God's giving us a word that we can use right now. He sometimes gives us words that are for the future. Sometimes He explains things of the past. But right now, He's giving us some words. I don't know how many we'll get for today, for right now. 2 weeks ago, Caleb's word was, "Give me my mountain." But he had to wait 40 years of patience to say that. He didn't say that for 40 years. But at the end of 40 years, he said, "Give me my mountain," because it was a promise given to him of Mount Horeb, that was what was going to be his inheritance, right? Okay, well, we have inheritances too. I'll say that word five times in a row. We have inheritances too that God has a timing for, and we don't want to miss that timing. And so we want to discern when we don't want to be bossing God around. Give me my mountain, God, but we want to have right timing in that. Now, I believe that healing is always in order. I'm always going to believe for healing. Never not going to believe. But there's other things that have a timing to them. God's good. I just continue to stand at how good He is. And so we went through that one. And then last week, of course, we had Moses stand and see. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Right? Well, according to the movie, that's what he said when the wall of fire came. And then when he split the Red Sea, it was, "Behold the rod of God," you know. So what Red Sea do any of you or us need to hold the rod of God out to? What timing might we have to say, "Stand and see the salvation of the Lord," and how God holds back enemies? Timing. Today, I want this to get down into your spirit. I want you to close your eyes for just 1 second, please. Just 1 second. God will surely come. And now I want you to think about, God will surely come into what in my life? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. God will surely come. Could be financial. Could be a battle at work. Could be health, transition, all the things. Look, God will surely come. Hallelujah. So if the Holy Spirit brought something to your mind, don't lose it. Attach your faith to it. God will surely come. Now this message comes from, you can open your eyes if you're ready. This message comes out of Genesis chapter 50. It's one verse. Not too many people get up and preach from one verse, but today we are. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I'm about to die, but God will surely come." God is for us and not against us. Whatever our situations are, God will surely come. You need to be screaming it out loud. You need to get it down in your spirit. God will surely come as we need Him. Hallelujah. Is that a promise that we can go to the bank on today? God will surely come. How many of us need some healing? God will surely come. How many of us need a financial need? God will surely come. How many of us have a need for some extra strength to run the race? God will surely come. How many of us need direction for things in our life? God will surely come, because He is faithful. 1 John, wherever I'm at, 1 Corinthians 1:9, point number one, because God is faithful. Is always is. There never is not an is. there always is, and there always will be, and is. Is perpetual, if you may, right? Because if it says God is faithful, His faithfulness is perpetual. Eternal. Hallelujah. Romans 8:31, because God is for us and He's not against us. And I love the verse that I brought up last week. Most of you guys know all these verses, but you know, all of the promises of God. All 7,000 promises of God's promises are in Him, yes and amen, because they are, or they is, forever. Amen? Right. If God be for us, who can be against us? Yeah. Second thing that Joseph said to his brothers, well, let's read it off of the outline because I missed a point here. I'm about to die. But God. Ephesians chapter 2 says, even though we were a total wreck on the way to hell. It says, even though we were dead. Everyone say dead. Even though we were dead in our trespasses and sin, it says, but God, who is rich in His mercy, sent His Son to save us. Hallelujah. Fill us with His Spirit. Set us on high. Gives us an eternal home that will be bliss upon bliss upon bliss. But God. There's always a but God. We just got to believe it. Hallelujah. I'm about to die, Joseph said. But God will surely come. Woohoo! What's he going to do? He's going to come to our aid. How many? Oh, thank you, God. Come to our aid. Psalm 46, verse 1. Let's look at that phrase. To your aid. Psalm 46, 1. I got them flipped here, I think. Anyway, God is my refuge and my strength. Another version talks about my fortress. A very present help, and the time of is what I wrote. A very present help in a time of trouble. We want to remember with time, time has a start, time has a finish. That was profound, really. Trials have a time to start and a time to finish. Now, how much faith we attach to God and how quickly we learn things that helps to depend upon the distance between those two, when they start and when they finish, how we handle them, what we're understanding, how we go to God and say, what do I need to learn here? We forget that sometimes. I do. I'm in the middle of something. I go, well, duh. I need to, God, what do you want me to learn out of this thing? Well, we'll get to the end faster if we get to that place where we say, God, make sure I learn. I don't know about you, but I hate going back and learning things over. I want to learn it first right away, okay? So God said, surely will come to your aid. And the next thing He said is to take you up out of this land. That's transition. That's transition to His promises. He's taken us from one place to the next, right? Okay? To take you up out of this land. Hallelujah. From bondage to freedom. And really, I think that's a picture of salvation when you think about it. He picked us up out of the muck and the miry clay, and He seated us together in heavenly places with Christ. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah. Take us up out of this land. The Israelites sitting at the Red Sea with 400 years of bondage to a horrible taskmaster. The Egyptians were horrible. And yet they looked at Moses and said, well, there weren't enough graves in Egypt, so whether you're going to bury us here by the sea, we should go back and be slaves to the Egyptians again. Where is your brain? You must have checked it out today before you got up. Holy cow. Come on. Is God able? It says God will surely come. I'm putting it roundabout, but God will surely come. Mentality, absolutely. Just like the spies had a grasshopper mentality. But we need to have a faith mentality that when we face these things, that God's got our rear side covered and he's got our foresight ready to go. Yeah. He will direct our paths if we just trust him. Amen? Hallelujah. And then it says, to the land he promised. I can't tell you how thankful that I am for the promises that God has brought to pass in my life. The promises. Now, sometimes you got to fight really hard for them. Sometimes you need to fast and pray. You got some promises that don't seem to be coming true. That's the first place to think, well, do I need to be fasting for this? Because there were some demons that didn't come out except by prayer and fasting. So there's a challenge to you if you got a waning of a prophetic word or a promise you're standing on. Sometimes it takes a little prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. To the land of the promises. You know, God promised the land to Abraham. He promised Abraham the land. He promised him many descendants. He promised him blessings. And he promised him a great name. A great name. Abram and Sarai had their names changed to Abraham and Sarai, Sarah. That's the name of God in the Hebrew that he put into their name. Yeah. Abraham and Sarah. Yeah. Even changed their names. And Jesus said, I come to screw you over. No, he didn't say that. He says, I come to give you what? And life abundantly. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, Ron. Maybe 1,000 hills. Yeah. He's got enough. He's got more than enough. Elon Musk thinks he's pretty good. But you know what? Doesn't hold a candle to what God has. Not a candle. And then it says, God will surely come. God will surely come. God will surely come. How many years did the Israelites wait for Jesus, the Messiah, to come back? 4,000, 3,000, whatever it is. Some of them believed it, some of them didn't. We know that Jesus is coming back. God will surely come. He's going to rescue his church. He's going to rescue more people. And he's going to set up a kingdom of which there is never going to be an end. Fighting will stop. Pain will stop. I don't know about you. Concept of heaven sounds really wonderful. Doesn't it? I can jump up and down without a hitch. And swing around and do whatever we do. Hallelujah. God will surely come. So to bring it full circle, where's God prompting you to say, God, I need to trust you more in this area. God, you will surely come. Prophesy that over that. God, you will surely come into. So prophesy that over that. I believe this is a prophetic word for us today. By the way, a little side note, you know, we're in Genesis 50, where Joseph said, I'm about to die, but God, and then I quoted Ephesians 2, but God, you know, but God is mentioned 46 times in the scripture. Fun little thing to read, if you like. But anyway, today, we need to be reintroduced to one of the names of God. And his name is Baal Perazim. Who knows what that one is? Baal Perazim, the Lord of. Everyone say breakthrough. Baal Perazim. See, Baal was originally a name set for God. It got adulterated, but anyway, it's God, not the devil, not the enemy. But Baal Perazim is the God of breakthroughs. You know, sometimes we have answered prayer that comes, but then sometimes, like I said earlier, sometimes it wanes a little bit, and that's when we need God to break through like the bursting forth of waters. Like, what if Hoover Dam had a little trickle, and a little bigger trickle, and a little bigger trickle? Imagine that. Imagine the force of the tonnage of water and pressure that's behind that dam. And if it started to trickle and started to trickle more and started to break and blew out that whole valley. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? God's breakthroughs for us are not less than that. They are more than that. So if you need a breakthrough today, if you need a breakthrough tomorrow, or if you're in the middle of trusting God for a breakthrough, don't quit, but call upon the name of Baal Perazim. Sorry, I don't have the scripture for it, but you can look it up if you want. Okay? And I think that's important too. God will surely come. When we call upon his name, he will surely come. If we call upon the name of the Lord for salvation, what does God do? He surely comes. When we call upon the name of the Lord to help us with our finances, what does he do? He will surely come. When we call upon the name of the Lord for health and healing, what does God do? He will surely come. Come on, he will surely come. He will surely come. He will surely come. Somebody get excited. Father, I thank you. You surely will come into our lives. You surely will continue to come into our lives. You will always come into our lives, Father, as we stand on the promises of God, and in him we say yes and amen. And God, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. So go and serve the Lord. Give him a clap. Hallelujah.